This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Before I get into this jobs report, I'm going to blow your mind because I know this is not something you probably looked into. Actually, I'm going to do it two ways, but the first way is going to really be a shocker. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Says the Dow Jones Industrial Average returned 56%. During the Trump presidency. It represents an annualized gain of 11.8%, which is the best performance for any Republican president since Calvin Coolidge during the roaring 1920s. And quite frankly, it represents one of the best ever, including under Bill Clinton, and certainly under that fake data that they put under Obama. So, the annualized return, they say, this is better. This is below the annualized returns of Clinton and Obama. The annualized return of the Dow was 12.1% for Obama and 15.9% for Clinton. So before we go any further, let me explain that. Barack Obama printed almost $8 trillion, more than that, actually. He printed it out of thin air, and he got George Bush to give him almost $800 billion before Bush even got done. So his numbers are completely fake. Barack Obama printed his way to prosperity, printed money his way to prosperity. And here's the bad part. Trump will never get credit for having to backfill with all that baby black Jesus got. And when a time when they were doing what they called they had a term for it. Anyway, Trump got to print no money, quantitative easing. Thank you. With Trump, he got to print no money. All he did was take what Obama had destroyed, and he says, "I'll backfill it." And here's what he said: "I'll backfill it with manufacturing. I'll backfill it by taking all this bureaucracy out of government. I'll backfill it by getting rid of Obamacare and a host of other things." So his 11.8%, Donald Trump's, pardon me, is probably more like 20. Better than Obama's by far, and even better than Bill Clinton's. But here's what they said. During Trump's, this is going on, and by the way, I don't think you probably would have researched this, but you can look it up for yourselves. During Trump's presidency, the Dow made 126 new all-time highs, which was slightly more than Obama at 123, but still lower than Bill Clinton's, which was at 263. Now, what they don't tell you, Obama's 123 that Trump was more than, again, fictitious data done with the printing of money. Donald Trump didn't print any money, and he blew past Obama. Bill Clinton had 263, but he had two terms. And by the way, so did Obama, in case you didn't realize that. There's no telling how many times the Dow would have set a new high had they not cheated Donald Trump out of the election. Now, look, I'm not going to take any, I'm not throwing shade on Clinton. Clinton was led by Newt Gingrich. They balanced the budget. They did everything they were supposed to do. And this nation was running like a, I mean, it was, to look back on it, outside of Lewinsky, Bill Clinton was a pretty doggone good president. I gotta tell you that. Nothing like the Democrats are today. But anyway, looking at their numbers, I'm giving you those numbers. That is those are the figures. Now, they said since Election Day and up until Inauguration Day, Joe Biden saw the sharpest gain on record in the S&P of 12.8%, compared with Trump's gain of 6.2% and the previous record of John F. Kennedy and Bill Clinton when the S&P surged 8.8% between election and inauguration day. You want to know what it was? Joe Biden was living on Donald Trump's muscle memory. Donald Trump, at only 6.2%, was living on Barack Obama's anemic inflation. It was under the undercurrent. Everything Barack Obama did was fake money. Trump had to backfill that. And what did it was, he saved Carrier. People went, oh, this dude's going to go to work. Joe Biden lived on Donald Trump muscle memory. There was nothing this guy did where he deserved to get 12.8%. And why do I know that to be true? Well, look at the stock market now. The stock market is how you like me now. How you like me now? Last week, stocks fell after the September jobs report showed up. And for the record, I'm about to get into Joe Biden's numbers, which is not going to be good for him or for the leftist lunatics that like him. The unemployment rate, they said, continued to decline and sparked an increase in interest rates. The Dow Jones fell 630 plus points, 2.1% down to roughly 29,300. The S&P lost 2.8%. It's down. The NASDAQ lost 3.8%. Less than 1%, it's above its low of the year. They say Friday's losses trimmed the gains for what started out as a big comeback week for stocks. The major averages still ended the week higher, but gave back most of the gains from the rally that kicked it off. The Dow rose 2% for the week, S&P 1.5%, and the NASDAQ eked out a 0.7% gain. Why? Because the U.S. economy only added 263,000 jobs. They estimated it would average 275,000 jobs. Unemployment rate still came down, using my finger quotes, but it didn't really. They recalculate how they do it now. So it's not measured the way you would really look at unemployment, which is the number of people who want jobs and are looking for jobs. I could go on. This stuff is insane, what's going on right now. And I bet you most of the things that I told you about Trump and how the market was when he was there, I just imagine this before we go to break. Imagine what it would have been if Trump had gotten continuity as president.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwhayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are in serious trouble. During the era of Trump, they were printing money. Americans were printing money. It was booming. This economy was through the roof. Businesses going. I mean, cooking on all the burners. You name it. Boy, you couldn't ask for a better time. Not even during the time of Bill Clinton. This man, Donald Trump, had to step in and heal an economy that had had money pumped into it so artificially it was pathetic. He even used to complain. He'd say the Fed, who treated Barack Obama with kid gloves, won't do him any favors. Pardon me, but he didn't need them. He didn't need any favors. Well, let me tell you, your 401k account is anemic at this point. I'll get more into it because I'm going to talk about Joe Biden as compared to Donald Trump running on the muscle memory of Trump for the better part of 8 months during his first year in this stolen election, and he still couldn't keep it together. This is a Donald Trump report on consumer confidence. Americans' consumer confidence rose in August to the highest level in nearly 18 years as their assessment of current conditions improved further, and their expectations about the future rebounded. The Confidence Board reported Tuesday that its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 133.4 in August, up from a reading of 127.9 in July. Highest reading since confidence stood at 135.8 in October of the year 2000. Consumers' confidence in their ability to get a job and the overall economy is seen as an important indicators of how freely they will spend, especially on big ticket items such as cars in the coming months. Consumer spending accounts for about 70% of the economic activity. Here's what the guy, Lynn Franco, said, director of the economics indicators at the conference board. Expectations, which had declined in June and July, bounced back in August, continue to suggest solid economic growth for the remainder of 2018. They hated saying this because the Democrats are already cheating for the midterms and plotting against Trump. And I want you to remember, while all this is going on, they're calling the man a spy. Spy for the Russians. They're telling you he's working with the Ukrainians. They're telling you he's under the spell of the Chinese, when in fact, the guy that they were plotting to put into office was all of those things. The overall economy, as measured by the GDP, grew at 4.1% rate in the April-June quarter. Do you remember what the GDP is right now in America? Do you have any concept, any recollection? Two quarters of negative growth. Which will be followed by, anybody ready? Anybody want to take a guess what I'm about to say? A third quarter of negative growth. Many economists believe that the growth has slowed a bit in the current quarter to around 3%, but will remain far ahead of the weak 2.2% GDP growth in the first quarter. And I remind you, again, they were plotting against Trump, keeping their money out of circulation. 2.2% GDP. You know what Joe Biden's was? Negative. The last two reports. Confidence is soaring to new heights, this guy, Chris Rupke, chief financial economist at one of the banks in New York. He says, which makes us bullish on growth and forecast that expansion may indeed shatter records for longevity next summer. Well, let's contrast that with Joe Biden, Joey Demento. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted more than 1,400 points below levels observed when Biden took office. The Federal Reserve increased targets for federal fund rates by 0.75% on Wednesday, sending the Dow, which tracks 30 of the most common companies on the American stock exchanges, tumble more than 500 points. After stagnating on Thursday, the index fell another 500 points by early Friday afternoon trading to 29,400. On January 20th of 2021, a day of Biden's fake inauguration, the Dow closed slightly above 30,900. The Dow, folks, is 1,500 points below what it was when Trump left office. They write this. Indeed, the United States has struggled over the past 2 years under a variety of disruptions. You ready for them? Labor shortages. Wonder how that happened. Welfare state. Supply chain bottlenecks. Wonder how that happened. And a Russian invasion of Ukraine. All of which have contributed to soaring inflationary pressures. They may have contributed, but they didn't start it. Captain Demento is the reason why we have these inflationary numbers. Simple as that. I don't need to. How much studying do you need? Just so we're clear, we're still talking about the numbers there for inflation, what brought this inflation on, what is it year over year, et cetera. They said in August of 2022, rose to 8.3%, slight moderation from 8.5% year over year increase in July, and a 9.1% year over increase in June. All smoke and mirrors. 8.3% is untenable. It's equivalent to 24% of unemployment. 8.5%, the real unemployment rate, closer to 30. 9.1%, the real unemployment rate, well into the 30s. Biden is a clown who should never have been put into this position. And whoever did it, you should be ashamed of yourselves. He said Biden garnered criticism for celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act upon the most recent price level news, which led to the Dow to drop nearly 1,300 points. Biden said that the bill was the, quote, single most important legislation passed in Congress to combat inflation and one of the most significant laws in the nation's history. And what has it done? Absolutely nothing. So here are the numbers. For those of you who want to play by the numbers, these are, because I didn't actually know the number, but here's what they said. The national average price of gasoline was $2.38 per gallon when Biden assumed office. It increased to $3.53 per gallon by the start of the Russian invasion. So this thing was well over a dollar more. After surpassing $5 per gallon in early June, it subsided back down to $3.70. Now, this was a while back. It's actually gone way back up. This article was written a while back. They said, nevertheless, the White House claimed credit for the recent plateaus in costs. Biden is committed to tackling these immediate challenges without giving up substantial economic and labor market gains our economy has achieved. And we are seeing significant progress on that front. Now, we've talked about this before, that Biden will take credit when he doesn't even get the price down to what it was pre-Trump, he's still spiking the football over nothing. But it was a decline of $1.20 after it had gone up over $3 per gallon. It went down $1.20, and this dude is spiking the football. Democrats can do whatever they want. They can't put a spin on this. These are the real numbers. This is what is impacting everyday Americans.
Jackson Radio Show.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The G7 is condemning Russia's attempt to annex regions of Ukraine. The alliance, which includes the United States, Canada, Japan, and several Western European nations, released a statement after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. They said they unequivocally reject the illegal annexation and call the purported vote Russia held a sham. The G7 wrote it would continue to impose economic costs on Russia and rip the country for threatening nuclear activity. A Twitter investor is suing Elon Musk. They claim his on-again, off-again purchase of the social media company, as well as public statements about the deal, were designed to manipulate the price per share. The class action suit alleges Musk's public accusations about Twitter sunk its stock price by as much as 25%. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, this is Steve Harvey. I'm standing here with the next governor of the state of Georgia, Miss Stacey Abrams. And black men, I'm talking to you because I happen to be one of you. Always have been. We got to show up and show out. Let's exhibit the power that we know we have, we possess, and we should be owed. Vote, vote, vote. Let's show up for Stacey.
That was game show host Steve Harvey imploring black men to please go out and vote for Stacey Abrams. She's going to need y'all's support. Let me make you understand the significance of this. Black men know that the Democratic Party has them in the crosshairs. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Like Steve Harvey, I'm a black man. Been black my whole life. And Stacey Abrams is not getting my vote. The Democrat Party, who has a war on men of all colors, who wants to emasculate men to make us toxically masculine so we can be male hyenas, is not going to get my vote. And they are not going to get the black male vote. Because black men are upset. I talked to a friend of mine. His name is Tyrone. He's out of Chicago. He's been released from prison. He served his time for some crimes that he did. And I'm going to tell you, that population of black men cannot stand Democrats. They wake up, believe it or not, folks. Don't think that those people don't get it. They know that the prison industrial complex is the fault of the Democrats. One of my other friends, he's a released from prison and very wealthy guy, explains that he was lucky that his family had money because he served 16 years because he forged his name on his own trust in order to buy a girl that he liked a car. And his dad turned him in, but then decided not to prosecute him. But guess what the state did? They said, we will. They gave this guy 16 years in prison for stealing money from his own trust. 16 years. That's more time than rapists and murderers do. And that's what the state did. If you want to know about criminal justice reform, wait till we start exposing this and letting you see why black men are the demographic that the Republican Party should be going after. Again, welcome. Kevin Jackson to you. Listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Steve Harvey is making a plea. Please, please vote for Stacey. Please do. This article says Oprah campaigned for Abrams, even pretended to get out and block walk for her. Cable News carried one live event from Atlanta that included a conversation between Abrams and Oprah. Because Oprah, despite these knucklehead, imbecilic black folks that want to run for office, she's all for them. Why? Because Oprah is a racist. Oprah has used white people to get ahead, and the only people she supports are black racists like Barack and Michelle Obama when she put them on her show and gave them a platform to launch those two of the most anti-American people on the planet. Oprah didn't care. Hey, political and pop culture expediency, that's all they care about. They said when she did the show, it was all about black women and grievances, and Oprah was in her element. This is the person writing this article says, do we think Steve Harvey's going to do a campaign event with Stacey Abrams? No, but a quick video on Twitter, that's where that came from. No problem. He doesn't have a lot of skin in the game now, does he? The guy writes, guess who Stacey Abrams is talking about coming to campaign for her? Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Folks, the seventh sign that you know your campaign is in huge trouble is when you actually invite Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, I want you to remember back. You got to get in the Wayback Machine, but not that far back. Joe Biden wanted to campaign with Stacey Abrams and come to town, and she conveniently had something to do. Do you remember this? He writes about it. You can't beat this level of irony, can you? Back in January, Joe Biden held a campaign-style event to rally support for Democrats to apply pressure on senators to support the House's voting rights reform bill. Biden's poll numbers were tanking, so Abrams skipped the chance to appear with Biden. Blame the scheduling issue is her excuse. It was particularly awkward because voting law reforms are her thing. She has worked on behalf of building voter registration in Georgia, illegally, by the way, and resisted common sense election integrity reforms. So when she got the opportunity to partner with Joe Biden, she passed it. Now she's begging the demented clown and his sidekick buffoon to come in and campaign with her. That, folks, is desperation. I'm going to pull a Joe Biden. It's desperation. Come on, man. Come on, man. The guy was writing this article said, maybe Barack Obama wasn't available to show his support on Twitter. Which, by the way, where is Obama? Why aren't people clamoring for Obama to come campaign with him? Why aren't they clamoring for Obama to do Twitter videos and say, I really like me some Stacey Abrams, y'all. Come on, black people. Y'all need to show up and, you know, get into his ethnic talk. Because Barack Obama talks for white people. He talks like this. He tries to come off very, very intellectual. When you're thinking about the problems, you see, you must understand that the consequences of your actions. But when he's talking to black folks, he's like, y'all need to come on now. Come on here and give it all over here. And he starts talking in Ebonics, man. He can roll out some Ebonics quick. He's not very good at it, but he'll roll it out. That's why I was pretending not to be very good at it, too. Anyway, where is he? Where's Obama? Isn't he the baby black Jesus, the savior of the Democratic Party? Why is he not campaigning with everybody? I just want to know. I'm asking a simple question. You would think people would be begging the Obamas. Michelle Obama, please come. Oh, that's right. Those rich Negroes out spending that money at Martha's Vineyard where they don't let illegals come in, where they kick out Venezuelans and Mexicans and Guatemalans and other Central Americans. They say, oh, Even Obama's Barack Obama, like, they let how many? 50. They need to get rid of them. And Michelle's like, we can't be letting them minorities come over here to Martha's Vineyard. We're throwing Barack a birthday party. Those people, get rid of those people. They don't fool me. Stacey Abrams is in trouble, folks. Anyway, so now they're begging black men for the vote. Will you please, black men, will you please show up? Please, vote for this black woman who has done nothing for black people. She's done one thing in her entire career, feather her own nest. She says she got cheated out of an election, but she doesn't believe in election integrity for anybody else, only for her. She got cheated out of an election, huh? Now, and came from essentially nowhere and wants to be the governor of Georgia. And oh, by the way, don't think that's where it ends. No, she thinks she should be president. And her party not only hates blacks and shows it openly. And by the way, is the party of lynching of Negroes, but they also hate men. And let me tell you who they hate the most. And it's going to shock you. no people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, the Kevin Jackson Network. It is not white men. Democrats hate black men the most. They pretend to hate white men the most because that's easy cover. It's like abortion. They pretend that they're fighting for a woman's right to choose. Yeah. Is it a white woman's right to choose? Who are they pretending with? What they want to do is they want to make sure that a lot of little black babies are not born, because many of those little black babies are born to single black women who raise miscreants. And the Democrats have created an ecosystem where these kids go from the womb to prison. And they don't want that many. So they kill them. And they should just admit that. I'd have more respect for them. Over the weekend, Fox and Friends hosted Stacey Abrams. And like, for comment, what? Who cares? I mean, they wanted to find out what she's up to. And she's now said this. Yes, we've reached out to the administration, the Biden administration, and we look forward to having folks from the Biden administration, including Biden himself, if he can make it. She said this before she went on Fox and Friends. I'm going to focus on this. I'm telling you right now, these people are desperate. She was like, I hope they can fit us in their busy schedule. We have 36 governor's races, and there's a bit of a Senate kerfuffle going on, and people are fighting hard. She's rationalizing why Biden doesn't want to be associated with her. You want to know why? But the Biden camp has finally looked, they're looking at that race and going, you know what, maybe we need to not associate, because Abrams is losing. Number one, Biden's down. Why would you want him in there anyway? She would be the first person that has begged for Biden to come in there. But you know what the real issue is? She's down to Brian Kemp, who I'm not very happy with as a governor, but he's better than Stacey Abrams.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Does stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Timmy. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
To hear the Democrats, they want to put a really smiley face on the dire straits that they find themselves in. And I'm going to tell you right now, and I know this is everybody's biggest fear, the only way Democrats will win anything is through cheating. Warnock, Herschel Walker will make, he'll come back. I don't know whether he's going to win or not, but I'll tell you this, if they can't cheat, he'll win. Blake Masters absolutely mopped the floor with Mark Kelly the other day. If they don't cheat in Arizona, he'll win. We've got, I think it's New Mexico. Was it New Mexico or Colorado? Anyway, there was a Senate candidate who was supposedly comfortably leading as a Democrat, now been overtaken by the Republican. I'll find out. Maybe you guys got me the story. Don't worry about it. I'll figure it out. But anyway, I can promise you there's a Democratic candidate who was in a safe Democratic zone that now the Republican is supposedly polling better. It's happening all over the country. Joe Biden's not going to save him. Kamala Harris is not going to save him. The things that the Democrats are doing is not going to save them. The inflation rate coming down won't save them. Gasoline prices coming down won't save them. Energy prices in the winter are not going to save them. The war in Ukraine and Russia, not going to save them. Our trade deficit, not going to save them. Joe Biden's eloquence is not going to save them. Barack Obama, not going to save them. Bill Clinton, there is no great white hope. Democrats, I don't want to burst your bubble, but I'm happy to do it. There's nothing that's going to save you. And if you stop cheating, you'd understand nobody wants your policies. Now, that's not going to stop these evil people rotting to their rotten cores. I know it's redundant, but I'm from the office of redundancy office. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrat desperation, folks, is all around you. All you got to do is, you don't have to look that hard. If you read into the headlines, and I don't have any here right now, but I just got through talking about Stacey Abrams, who's now begging black men, please come out and vote. Well, let me tell you who else she better beg. She better beg black women. She better beg independents. She better beg Latinos. By the way, you should have seen the responses to the tweet when they put that out. Black people were like, no, thank you. And some of it was for the wrong reasons. They said, oh, you weren't black centric. You weren't black enough. You made a comment that I got to win over the other vote because blacks are only 13% of the population. Well, she's technically correct, but black folks don't want to hear that. And so a bunch of them were like, you didn't do nothing to you. But the others were saying, you don't care about black men. What have you done for black men? You're all about the women's movement. You're all about the feminist movement. What do you care about men? And the short answer, guys, is they don't care. There is a Democrat here in Arizona, a woman. And I don't know exactly what it is, but her campaign says something along the lines of, I'm for women. And Melissa and I, we were headed somewhere, and she looked at me, she said, well, what a great way to alienate half the population. And I said, you can see that sign, you know exactly what her party is, you know she's a bra-burning feminist. Why would a guy vote for her? See, that's what the feminist movement does. It's another one of those things inside of the Democratic Party that makes you go, see, how do you expect to win when you hate men? And you openly say it. But you know what? I applaud her. At least she tells us, I'm not going to do jack for men. I don't care that you pay tax. In fact, men pay the most taxes. I don't care. I don't care that you're a good father. You're a good brother, you're a good husband, you're a good uncle, a good grandfather, a good citizen. It doesn't matter to me. I'm singularly focused on helping women. All my policies, all my brain power will be on helping women, as if women can't help themselves. How patronizing. Hey, women, unless you elect me, you can't do anything for yourself. How could you possibly start a business and run a successful business? How could you possibly get promoted at your company? Here, I have an answer for you, you feminists. By being good, by being better. Oh, Kevin, I've been better than men and nobody seems to care. Have you really been better than men? Take an inventory. Because let me tell you, I asked this question of men. Oh, Kevin, I didn't get a promotion to so-and-so. I hardly ever do I hear men go, man, he ain't no better man than me. You know, why ain't I getting a promotion? Because I'm a man. The guys just slug it out. And I ask them the same question. Are you really the best person for the job? Is that guy not better than you? Is that woman not better than you? I remember I worked at a job and they gave me a woman boss. And my previous boss, or maybe the boss's boss, he called me up. He says, are you going to be okay working for a woman? And I said, why would you ask me that? I go, is she good? Is she good at what she does? Can she help me do my job? Because that's what a boss is supposed to do. Well, we believe so. Okay, fine. I'm fine with her. Here's the true story. So I meet with her. She tells me, Kevin, people say that we may have a problem. And I said, I don't understand how people would say that. I have zero problem work. I said, the same thing I asked them, I'm going to ask you. Are you good at what you do? I said, do you think you're good at what you do? Yeah. I said, do you think you can help me in my territory? Yeah. Then we'll have no problem. But if you're not good at what you do, we'll have a problem, because I'm going to work hard and I'm going to show you my capabilities. Now, here's what's interesting. This lady ended up leaving me alone. And ultimately, they got rid of her. I don't even know the details around that. But here's what she told me within 6 months of working with me. She said to me, I swear this is a true story, folks. She said to me, Kevin, I don't know why they put me in charge of you. She said, you're better at this job than I am. And I said, with all due respect, I knew that. I didn't care. In fact, if you had come to me and said, Kevin, I looked at your credentials. I see your results. You're actually better at this job than me. Let's just work together. And if you help me, I'll help you as best I can. I would have said, you know what? Sounds good to me. She said that. God is my witness. My boss told me, you're better at your job. You would be better at doing my job than I am. And you're better than I am at the job. Because I was. But I didn't care. So, and look, I will tell you, I had a PR lady, the worst in the world, hired her because she said she'd hustle. She and her husband, they are the biggest frauds in the conservative movement. I'll just tell you this. She goes by, we call her Dr. Gina, okay? And this lady is the worst. She was my PR person, and my entire company will tell you this. I outworked her. I did more for my PR than she did, and she had a meeting with me one time, and she says, I can't help you because you work so hard, I don't know how to help. And she goes, I feel inadequate. And I said, I literally told her, I said, just keep doing it. You keep doing what you do best. I'll run over here. And when it comes together, we'll become more powerful. Well, that's not what happened. She was a fraud, is what she was. So, I've worked with women who are absolutely stellar at their jobs. I have a friend, I'll even tell you her name. Her name is Sandra Long. We went to college together. That lady, I would follow through the gates of hell. She was ultra competent. Amazing. One of the smartest people I know, too. But then I've worked with some that they're so busy trying to be bigger and, ooh, look at me, that it's a waste of time because of their own insecurities. Enough is enough. If you're good at what you do, be good at it. I wanted to talk about Fetterman, but I'm going to continue with Stacey Abrams. The Democratic Party now wants men, and particularly black men. And by the way, they want white men, too. They want Asian men. But how are you going to get us when you keep telling us you're toxically masculine? And you're the reason for rape culture and all this. You talk down to us, and then you want our vote. Well, good luck with that. Because not only are you not going to get our vote, you're not going to get the votes of the people that care about us, that understand that we are good people. And we have our issues, too. And you know what? Overwhelmingly, we all have the same issues. There are a few things with some nuances. But, if you want to talk, what are men's issues? What are women's issues? Okay, well, we have prostate cancer, and you have breast cancer. How about that for a start? We have some differences. But for the most part, we all want the same for ourselves. We want opportunities for ourselves and opportunities for our children and a country we can be proud leaving them. Get over yourself, Stacey Abrams, and you don't deserve to be in office, and neither do most of these leftist women. They should not be able to hold office, not because they're women, but because they're evil.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.